The long days of sunshine might be great for walks in the park and maybe some dinners on the patio, but they're not so great for those celebrating Ramadan right now. From sunup to sundown, practicing Muslims are fasting these days, and they'll continue for the next month and a half. But those long days can be made a lot easier with the help of an accommodating employer. Nancy Mark is an educational consultant for Lassie World Skills. She does cultural training with Hire Immigrants Ottawa. And Gay Moffat is owner of GEM Healthcare Services Incorporated. The company won the Hire Immigrants Ottawa's 2008 Employer Excellence Award, and both join me on the phone. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Now, Nancy, what are some of the workplace challenges facing those that are celebrating Ramadan?
Well, first of all, the fasting is long during the summer hours. And so 14 hours is a long time. And during those 14 hours, our energy, our productivity goes down. And so by the end of the day, and we don't get till sunset till 8:15 now. So that's a long time to be in a workplace and be really productive.
That is a very long time. And what are some of the things that employers can do to make it easier?
Well, first of all, some employers are trying to have a flex system so that Muslims who are practicing can get up and do their 6 o'clock prayer. They would eat before that and then come to work at that point when they're at high energy and start their work day at that time and then come home perhaps a little bit earlier when their productivity might be waning. And that's a wonderful accommodation.
Switching
the shifts. I think it's also really helpful if there's an understanding by other employees that those who are fasting may not wish to sit at a table where others are eating. So just an awareness and a respect for that, I think, is helpful.
Gay, what sort of accommodations have you made at your workplace for that?
Well, we provide healthcare services. So, and we allow flexibility of shift assignments. So just what Nancy was saying about allowing people to, you know, be up early, they get up early and eat. Well, our day shifts usually start about 7 o'clock. So they can have that that meal and prayers done and then come to work and they finish at 3. So mostly 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
So we rarely ask them to work evenings because we know they do a lot of preparation for their in the evening for their nighttime eating and their prayers. So and so I don't even ask them if they want to work a night shift during that period of time either.
No, of course. Well, have the non-Muslim other employees been accommodating in terms of shifting shifts and switching back and forth?
Yeah, it's not usually a problem for us. So for sure. I mean, everybody understands, right? So
mm-hmm.
It's the same way we accommodate on Sunday mornings when a lot of our Christians want to go to church, and our Muslims will work on Sunday mornings, non-Ramadan season, but the same kind of thing.
Okay. So why did you decide to make accommodations at the workplace for this?
Well, I have Muslims who work for me, so it just made sense. That's why we do it, and I run the type of service company that I'm able to do that too.
Mm-hmm. But it still has to be an effort. So you felt the need to accommodate people.
It's knowing your employee mm-hmm. and knowing what their faith-based religions are.
Well, Nancy, in your experience, how aware are most employers? Are they all like Gay for the needs of Muslim staff? And
I wish they were. I think there are more and more and more employers who are becoming aware. And, you know, certainly we have Hire Immigrants Ottawa to thank for that, for their education and training. At the same time, I think there are many employers who may be peripherally aware, but really not what the specifics are. And then I think there are some employers who are not at all. So we have an enormous range, but I will say as a trainer, I've been so pleased in the past few years to see more and more employers asking for the kind of information that they need to be able to accommodate their employees. So there is a strong educative part of this.
And I know you don't want to name specific employers, but what sort of examples have you seen of people who are making those transitions then? Even though sometimes it's not always easy. I mean, Gay mentioned, I can do this because I have shift work, but sometimes it's not always easy.
Sometimes it's not always easy. For example, there are many employers who are trying to accommodate the prayers of Muslims and creating a room for that. And not everyone has shift work. So it really has to be, in my experience, a management level, not only understanding, but belief in their employees and the wide diversity of their employees, and that this is the way we accommodate this group, we accommodate others in other ways. But without that belief in doing that, well, it doesn't happen.
Is there any sight to there being actual legislation or anything to help that along, or is it more just a kind of a goodness of your heart at this point?
Well, we do have part of our legislation that says we must do religious accommodation, but there is wide interpretation on what that means. So I think at this point it is really people like Gay who realize it's value added, but it is also what makes, you know, a solid workplace. It makes a workplace where we have retention, we have high morale, because in that sort of environment, not only the Muslims, but everyone around them understand. And so it's kind of a good circle that happens.
Yeah. Gay, what have you noticed that it's meant for the healthcare services that you work in? What difference has it made?
The difference is that it just what Nancy said. It really makes an inclusive team and makes the team want to do the care that they're asked to do. So and everybody feels equal and important and accommodated. So that's the difference there. And we've been mindful of this for years. Like we don't have alcohol beverages at Christmas functions because mm-hmm. it's offensive to Muslims. So we banned that years ago, and that everybody understands that, and it's just now part of the practice here. You know, as an example.
Well, thank you for leading by example. Thank you
You're both welcome.
For taking the time today.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Mabruk Ramadan.
Thank you very much, yes.
Thank you.
Nancy Mark is an educational consultant for Lassi World Skills. She does cultural training with Higher Immigrants Ottawa. Gay Moffitt is owner of GEM Healthcare Services Incorporated. The company was the recipient of Higher Immigrant Ottawa's 2008 Employer Excellence Award.